This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi everybody, welcome along to Down the Line, the football podcast on the RNIB Connect Radio Network. First episode back after Christmas and New Year, so hopefully everybody has had a nice time, whatever you got up to, and hopefully plenty of success for your football clubs on and off the pitches. So, yeah, back with another special episode. You hopefully will have listened to the episode we did with Carol Macker just in the middle of December there before Christmas, where we dived into a little bit of his football experiences, being a blind football supporter. So I think that went pretty well, and we're going to do the same with another guest that we have on today. This guest, again, is somebody who takes part in our weekly football call. So a great weekly football call that we do on the Community Connect network. It's a bunch of football fans who, yeah, just chat about football, the results, predictions, etc. So if it is something you'd be interested in knowing a little bit more about, then feel free to get in touch with RNIB through the usual avenues. So without further ado, I will hand over to my guests to introduce themselves. So yes, David, take it away. Give a brief introduction about yourself.
My name is David Kellicott, and I live in Edinburgh, and my team of Gornwatch is Hibernian.
Great. And can you just give the listeners an idea of the visual impairment that you have, or the challenges, how much sight you have? Would you consider yourself as having kind of no sight at all, or are you partially sighted?
Well, I've got retinitis pigmentosa. I've got a little sight, but that's all.
And do you use any kind of aids? Do you use a long cane or a guide dog?
I've got a long cane.
Brilliant. Thanks, David. Yeah, so there's a couple of questions that we're going to ask. We're going to find out a little bit more about your experiences. Obviously, you've already said you're a Hibs fan. And yeah, we're going to find out a little bit more about how you enjoy sport and football with the challenges of having a visual impairment, because it's quite unique and interesting to hear these different stories. So the first question that I have is just, how do you consume sport? Do you attend matches? Do you go to, it's Easter Road that Hibs play at, do you go to Easter Road? Do you watch Hibs on the TV or listen on the radio?
I have a season ticket for Easter Road, and well, I go with my dad, and if there's any cup games like that, I pay the full price, and because he's classed as my carer, he gets in for free.
So you attend live matches with your season ticket?
Yeah, I attend live matches, and also like to listen to any Hibs games I can't get to on the radio.
Yeah, so is radio your preferred kind of at-home experience of enjoying football?
Radio, I like listening to the commentaries on the radio, yeah.
What do you think are the biggest challenges that you face or have faced trying to attend matches with a visual impairment, or even watching at home, trying to be an enjoyer of football and sport at home? What challenges do you face that or have you faced in the past?
I think it's just trying to get there. Fortunately, I've got a mobility car, and that does get us all right, but there doesn't seem to be enough parking, disabled parking, because we were managing to park in St Clair's, but even if you go early, it's chock a block.
Yeah, so the transport links, parking, public do you ever take public transport to matches, away matches, anything like that?
I used to go with friends to away games, and I did manage to use the bus. I would meet them at Easter Road, and if we were going away, I would just go with them.
So obviously, getting to the ground can be a bit of a challenge. When you're in the ground, let's take Easter Road as the example, but without criticising Hibs specifically or going in too much depth, how do you manage in and around the stadium, navigating to your seat? Do you have a specific seat that you sit in? Obviously, you're a season ticket holder. Do you choose that section of the ground specifically for support?
Because my dad goes with me, then he can sort of support me with all that, finding my seat. But I don't think I'd be able to do that on my own. I would have to get the disability team at Easter Road to take take me to my seat.
Yeah, and obviously Hibs and at Easter Road, they have that support there to cater for people with visual impairments and additional needs that obviously you need to get to your seat. And I know the disability team at Hibs do a really good job with that, and as well as audio description. Do you use the audio descriptive commentary when you're at Easter Road?
I use the commentary, yes. Well, I would have to, because I wouldn't see much of the game.
Yeah. What kind of positive experiences have you had supporting Hibs as a visual impaired football fan? Have you had anything that you think that stood out, either some positive support from a steward or your fellow Hibs fans, or actually an experience that you've had that maybe through the audio commentary you really managed to enjoy a particular game, a particular win or a cup win, for example?
Right. I think the commentary, it made me enjoy the games more, because I'm not having to ask somebody what's happening all the time. I can just now relax and listen to what's going on.
Right, so that's really made it a much more positive experience. And have you enjoyed going to football more since the commentary?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Do you have any, a message for football fans who have visual impairments, who maybe are struggling to motivate themselves to get out and they don't have the confidence?
Doesn't matter what sight condition you've got, still go, because all the big clubs in Scotland will have some sort of assistance or technology for blind people.
Yeah, and obviously this podcast will go out across the whole of the UK, so even there'll be teams that are in the lower leagues in England, and I know there is some teams in the lower league in Scotland as well that offer audio-described commentary. If your club doesn't offer it, would you encourage that clubs do try and offer it, speak to disabled access officers?
And
Yeah.
They should, because you shouldn't, I think it's very hard now to discriminate against blind people.
Mm-hmm. And finally, is there anything, I know we've touched on audio described commentary, but is there anything that you wish that football clubs could do to even further support visually impaired people? I'm thinking, off the top of my head, that you could do touch tours of stadiums, you could have early access to grounds if it's maybe an away ground that you're not familiar with, so you find your way and it's not as busy. Are those kind of ideas, would they be helpful, or is there anything else that you've ever thought of that would be really helpful?
I know that they do it in the theatre and that, but I think a touch tour would be helpful.
So go around and you have a little bit extra time as a visually impaired supporter to, whether it's in a trophy room or a changing room or anything like that, so you can kind of feel your way around the areas of the ground that the players are going to be accessing, so you get a better picture of what the details within these rooms.
That would be a better idea.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, David, for your time and sharing your experiences. I think the listeners to this podcast, as they will have done with the one with Caro and the one with John Attenborough as well in October, it's really interesting to hear from a variety of football supporters with visual impairments and how they access football. Because I think it's maybe still something that people don't quite understand the ins and outs of how with a visual impairment can just go and enjoy what is, on the face of it, a viewing experience, but there's so much more to football than what your eyes can enjoy for you. There's all the sounds and the atmosphere and the smells and the atmosphere, the buzz of going into a ground. That's the big thing, isn't
it? That's why I still want to go to the Easter Road for the experience and all that.
Brilliant. Well, we'll wrap it up there, David. I'll thank you again. Okay. And I'm sure we'll get you back on a podcast at some point just to chat general about Hibs and about Scottish football and further beyond.
Okay.